the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 302. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm so sad I missed Jeff's tears.
Yeah, he was a... There was a bad breakup last week. But I think he's finally come around. Fozzie is here, too.
I'm very sad as well.
And Jeff and his broken heart will be joining us shortly. Hopefully. He is in the midst of finishing up Uncharted 4 and not writing a review for it because he's Jeff.
Yeah, I still don't understand that, but sure.
Who knows? But you guys, we're going to talk about Uncharted, the series, and then if Jeff gets on, talk about Uncharted 4. But you guys have been playing Hitman.
Yes.
Tell me about the Hitmans.
You can go ahead, Tony, and I'll just chime in.
So they released the second episode of the new Hitman game last week, Sapienza, which is Italian for what, Fozzie?
I don't know. Sparrows?
Knowledge, Fozzie. Knowledge.
Oh.
Or wisdom, I suppose. Anyway, so this one is... I don't know how you felt about it, Fozzie, but I think the level itself is much larger. I know there's a lot more places to wander around and go than there was in the first episode.
I haven't actually played the second one yet.
Oh, you're still in the first episode.
Yeah. I watched the Giant Bomb people. I really liked them playing the first one.
Yeah.
I was going to watch the second one. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to beat it first before I watch that. Because their quick looks are fun, and it seems like a fun premise. So I've enjoyed playing the first one, but even that one's kind of difficult. So
yeah, I like this game. Having played the first 2 hours, I really like the fact that it's a big sandbox. It's not directed at all like the last couple Hitmans have been, really forced you into certain choices.
Okay.
Whereas this kind of leaves everything wide open, so you're kind of figuring out what to do. Like, you know your mission, but you have no idea how to go about it, so you kind of have to explore the world and figure out how to kill people and what works best.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of not like Metal Gear in that way, but the fact that it's like a sandbox and you have multiple ways you can kind of do the mission...
Right.
Obviously, this one is much more stealth, but you have options.
Yeah. I mean,
you could go guns blazing if you really wanted to.
You die really quickly in these
games.
Yeah,
you do die really quickly. As you could go guns blazing. So, yeah, but I like the fact that, like you said, it's open world and there's kind of a lot of different possibilities. And it's super fun. Like, I really enjoy playing the first one right now, and all the different, like, it just, I like the way that they're doing it too, the episodic. It's smart because then it gives you time to go back and play that same level, but like all over again. So.
I posted some videos for you, Chris. I was listening to last week's podcast and I heard that you enjoyed some absurd stuff. So
yeah, some of those videos you posted from the first episode were great.
So in one of these, there's this woman you're supposed to kill, and I'm posing as her lover. I'm, like, sitting in a dark corner, and she's, like, talking to me. And then I stand up and just throw a knife into her head.
So you were the other guy? Target?
I was
the target, and then you killed the other target?
No, well... So this other guy, he wasn't actually a target. He was just some dude who happened to be there. Who, you know, I did kill him, but I needed his clothes to use as a disguise. And I drowned him in his own vomit, which was, you know, pleasant, as always.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I'm really liking it. It's probably one of my favorite Hitman games I've played. And I like the Hitman series, so.
It's weird, the second level, it's only $10. The first level was $15.
What was it?
I didn't buy the season pass, so I don't Oh. I'm getting these one.
Isn't it totally, like, if you buy it, the season pass, isn't it like $60?
$60. Although they're selling it, or they were selling it this past week for $50.
Okay. Wait, they won't discount it if you already have certain
episodes? No, I don't think so.
That sucks.
Like, the second level is much larger. It basically lets you out into a city where you can wander around and find some, you know, new ways to kill people. The first level, I mean, you've wandered around, Fozzie. It's just a big party.
Yep.
Which is kind of nice, but in a Hitman sense, makes things a little difficult because it's hard to do stuff without being seen.
Absolutely.
I found that poisoning people works really well because it makes them run into the bathroom where they're alone. Of course, who wants to go into a bathroom where somebody's, you know, throwing up?
Oh, yeah. Definitely poisoning is kind of my go-to, but I don't know. It's pretty great. I definitely want to play some more, but as far as what I've played, I like this game a lot. It's something that's not really out there on the market either, so, you know, it's something a little different. If you are interested in the Hitman series at all or stealth, definitely pick that up.
I kind of wish Assassin's Creed games were more like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, give me my targets, let me figure it out. Mm-hmm. And there are some moments from the last couple games that are like that, but this whole game is that.
I felt like Assassin's Creed 2 was kind of like that, though.
Right. The first one was way like that, but that game had some design issues.
That did. But the second one kind of was pretty good about that, and it's one of my favorite ones. It is my favorite one, as far as Assassin's Creed, but yeah.
All right. I might actually try that out.
You should. It's just like $15. It's an easy hop in. Plus, you don't just get, you get like, that's the tutorial level, which is actually a real level. And then I forget what it's called. Paris.
Okay. Which is the party level you guys were talking about.
Right. So it's a lot of play, but you also get like people have designed missions. Like, actual players have designed missions to play through, so if you want to find some cool stuff, there's interesting stuff to do there. Hmm. Challenges.
Might have to give that a try, although we are coming up on some big game releases shortly, so...
Like tomorrow, for example.
Which is what? What's tomorrow, Tony?
Stellaris.
Okay. Tell us about Stellaris.
Is it tomorrow or is it Monday? Because I'm losing my mind. I can't remember if it's the 6th or the 9th.
I don't know. I don't know much about this game, though. So
Stellaris is a space 4X game.
Okay.
That was announced in January, I think, by Paradox. Now, Paradox makes the strategy game series that I like, Crusader Kings 2, and Europa Universalis. Mm-hmm. And I've been waiting for them to release the third big series that they have, which is Hearts of Iron, which is their World War II series. I've been waiting for this game.
I think this is soon.
June 6th. It launches on D-Day.
Was it the third one?
That'll be Hearts of Iron 4. But so they announced this game, and I was a little sad because I figured that it would be taking away their time from Hearts of Iron. And I play so many 4X games that, and they all kind of seem the same. So I was like, I was not excited for this at all. And then I actually got to play it, and it's been keeping me up nights. Like,
oh boy.
The other night, I set an alarm on the other side of the room so that I would stop playing. The alarm went off, and I went over to it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to give myself 10 more minutes. I went back. Mm-hmm. And that happened 3 times. And on the third time, I just, you know, turned the alarm off. And then an hour later, I went to bed. So it's one of those super addictive 4X games. And it really feels like a real space exploration game. So you start off with your one little planet. And you've just... gotten to the point where you can launch ships out into the solar system. So you have your science ship, and it can, like, go explore planets and your soul and, like, asteroids and whatever in the system that you're in. And then you'll start to move it out to other star systems and meet whatever happens to be there. The cool thing is it feels like actually experiencing exploration like it would actually work. So say you run into an alien race. You can't talk to them because you have no idea how they talk. Like, you have to actually do scientific research into their language to figure out how to communicate with them. Like, the first time you run into an alien race, you won't know if they're friendly or they're docile or they want to kill you. You just kind of have to wait or run away until you finish doing research into how they communicate so you can figure out what they're actually doing. So you do that. You explore the universe. You start to, like, have colonies on other planets and form your little empire. And then the game gets a lot of elements of, like, the diplomacy that you would see in some of Paradox's other games. So you end up with this really cool combination of universe exploration, like the classic 4X, you know, explore and expand, and then, you know, get your research done. And you have all those elements, but you also have this really fully fleshed out diplomacy system where you're interacting with other space empires and sending embassies and negotiating. And you can form, like, federations like you would in Star Trek with other civilizations and try to end war in the universe. And there's all these cool random events happening while that's going on. Like, one of my research vessels ran into this alien race on a planet that was dying, and they were like, can you help me out? Can you move us to another planet? So I moved them to another planet and got some, you know, cool bonuses for that. And then they decided they didn't like that planet, so I had to move them to a different planet. And they keep doing this to me. They're like, no, we don't like this planet for whatever reason. and then they went to rename their planet in my honor, and they totally screwed up the name of my civilization. Like, wait, you're not the Merc? No, I'm the humans. What are you doing to me? So it's a big scale game too. Like, I fought, I was in the middle of a war with a neighboring space empire, and we fought this huge battle over the skies of Earth because they were actually attacking my home world. And they're like 90 ships, and of course the game occurs in real time. So you're watching this battle, and it's a massive melee, and everything is exploding, and the ships are all flying around. It just looked awesome. And then when I won the battle at the end, you can actually send out your research vessel to search through the carcasses of the enemy ships and steal their technology.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And there's lots of things in it. Like, you're like, hey, that's really realistic and really awesome. But at the same time, the game, despite having all those elements of depth and complexity, it's really easy to play and it's really easy to pick up, and the tutorial is really, really good, which is something you don't often see in strategy games. So I am really
go ahead Fozzy. Just because seems like kind of something I would like to be join in. Do you have a demo or how have you been playing?
I have a review copy.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah, it looks like it comes out May 9th. So
May 9th, yeah, so Monday. But this game is fantastic. It's the best strategy game I've played in a long time. Super addicting. Like, it's busy season at work. Like, I should not be staying up nights playing games, but I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds fun. It ended up pretty high on your your list there.
Did I put it at number one? Because that wouldn't surprise me. I think I did. It was either number one or number two.
You dropped Titanfall 2 down to number two, so I think you might have it at number one.
And Titanfall come out?
Supposedly this fall.
Yeah. They released a teaser like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess. I didn't pull that news, but evidently Respawn is working on a Star Wars game.
Yes, a third-person action game.
Well,
Yeah.
So excited about that. Goes.
But Don had Stellaris pretty high up on his list too. So.
I keep talking to him about it. The game is so good, and it's right up Don's alley too. But yeah, if you like strategy games, and I mean, a lot of the games Paradox makes are super complicated. This is not that. This game will walk you through it. Like, the tutorial is fantastic. So, I would pick it up and give it a try. Really would.
Cool. Fozzy, you've been playing some more of The Division.
Yes.
How are you liking that?
He hates it.
Okay. I don't know. I play because I have friends that play it, so it makes it a bit more enjoyable. But if I didn't have those friends, I probably would have given up on it months ago.
Damn it, friends. Why are you doing this to
Just where I'm at.
It's very now Destiny-esque, where the Dark Zone, not only do you have to be level 30, but you have to be, like, certain gear score to go to certain
areas, right.
So it kind of sucks because, you know, my friends are a little bit higher, so I finally got enough where I'm almost able to play with them. But Dark Zone's kind of like their end game thing, so I think it's suitable, it's fine. Nothing amazing. I don't know, it just kind of seems, I like the gameplay itself, but it just seems bland. The city itself looks gorgeous, but for example, the guns. Like, when you think about Destiny, you think about all these guns and people
yeah,
and
lots of like, cool stuff, and like
very specific things like that. But with this, it's like, okay, I have a high end weapon. You know.
Yeah, it's like, do I want to use this M4? Or this M4.
Right. And the only difference might be the gear score, but even if you put, like, awesome mods on it, like a new scope or something, it doesn't increase the gear score, which kind of sucks. I feel like, you know, just to give it some more personality or make it yours, it would be nice to have that. It's just kind of lacking. You know, I play Titanfall a lot with these same group of friends, so I think we're just looking for something maybe just to figure out as far as when we can move on to the next co-op game, because, you know, I like co-op games. I love them. But something else I liked about Titanfall over this is that, like, Titanfall, I could not play for a month and get in and still play with them, you know?
Right, like, the persistence, it was there, like, you would still have unlocks and stuff, but it didn't hurt you.
I have a very strong opinion about Destiny. As far as when it comes to the way that they, the way that everything is so item-oriented, and it's so, you have to play the same people every fucking time, like, it's so difficult. You're not consistently, you know, playing or at least putting in the same amount of hours trying to keep up. So I think that's kind of a bummer. I really liked when Diablo did it, where they're just like, okay, you're not their level, that's fine. We're just going to boost all your stats up so that you do the same amount of damage, you know?
Right.
I understand, like, I guess there's a sense of accomplishment. It's like, oh, yes, I beat this, you know, with all my friends. We did it, but, you know, for us being in our 30s and stuff, I mean, we have our lives, I have night meetings, like, I have a bunch of shit I have to do on the weekdays that I can't guarantee time, you know, so, it's kind of a bummer that video games aren't catering to the generation that still wants to play it, but again, is getting older, and I just feel like you should be a little bit more accommodating to that. So, my little rant on that. Anyways, Division's okay. I mean, it'll probably be on my top 10, maybe like bottom of it. I put some serious hours into it, but the gameplay is still some of the best, and I love the way that you kind of move around and cover. It's pretty intuitive. So some high points, but some low points too there.
There you go. Well, Uncharted comes out next week. Jeff's still not here yet, but we've been playing the Uncharted Collection, but both of us have. Fozzie, did you start at Drake's Fortune, or?
I did. I wanted kind of the, well, my girlfriend also, she hasn't seen it, and I kind of wanted to, you know, let her see the some of the first one before we went straight into the second one. It's really hard. It's really hard not to just start with the second one.
The second one's so good.
Oh my god! And can I just say, I thought the Mako was bad. Maybe this was like a thing on 2007 like video games, but the jet ski levels are some of the worst.
Oh yeah, they're really not
vehicle controlling levels I've ever played in my life. It was so bad, and well, they had to dodge all the barrels.
Yeah, and you're fighting against the river the entire time because you're going upstream.
Oh my god, yeah. And then you have to like shoot people while you're doing that, and they have to dodge things. I was like, this is just stupid. Like, this isn't fun at all. But, man, like, just going from that to Uncharted 2, you just really appreciate that much more. And that's why, because, like, just everything about it, it really sucks you in so quickly. Like, right from the get-go, it's just, it's stories there, and it's super, like, just, kind of fast paced at the beginning, and I'm super excited to kind of get back into that and then get disappointed by 3. But I hear that. I heard one of the reviews, which I think would be like the. I'm starting to get really hyped for 4 because one of the reviews was essentially like what they do in 4 is like going from like 1 to 2. That's like how it is from like 3 to 4. Like that leap to this. Even like the Giant Bomb guys, and normally they're like kind of like my go-to people as far as with reviews, like they're just gushing over it too. I really haven't heard anything bad about it, so I mean, I can't wait. I've already muted Hefe on Twitter, so he can't, you know, so I'm good on that. And then yeah, I'm gonna have a good time with it.
He keeps tweeting out stuff like, Drake dies at the end, even though he hasn't finished it.
Finished the game.
Yeah, I know. Such a troll, but like, fine. I'll let him do what he wants. But yeah, I was just like, well, I saw it right when he got it. I immediately muted him. I was just like, well, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with this. It's stress in my life.
Oh, I wish that he was here right now because the story of how he got that.
Yes, we want the story. Where are you, Jeff?
Do you know?
Yeah, he texted me.
But he needs to tell the story himself.
Yeah,
this is a Jeff story.
Does, but the person he bought it from is quite scary. I have a picture of her.
Ooh. He bought it from someone interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's a.
Oh boy.
It's like a back of the truck type deal.
Yeah.
Are we happy that Jeffy is still alive? Is that kind of
yes.
Kind of thing?
Oh, like
even that big of an Uncharted fan, like
he's no, only played 2. Like he's never played 1 or 3.
Right. Well, yeah. Oh my god, he hasn't played the bad one. He must really think very highly of Uncharted then.
Yeah, well, if he's playing 2 and then he's playing what a lot of people are saying really, really good, so he's never played 3, which I just started 3 tonight for the second time. I haven't been looking forward to it. And
I think
it starts off pretty good.
Yeah, that's the problem with 3 is, like, you learn that huge twist about Drake, and then, you know, and then, like, I really like the young Drake segments, too. Like, I think, like, I was like, oh, this is super endearing. Like, it just kind of brings the character just that much more into, like, you know, into development. And then, like, they don't talk about the twist after it happens at all. There's really weird parts in it. Shooting was, and at that point, like, I think with 1 and 2, you could get away with that shit shooting because, like, every other game was really shitty with shooting then, too. As far as third persons went, well, but like I three, like, there were some really good games that did really good third-person shooters, so.
I think the other part about three is that there's that huge section in the middle where you do nothing but shooting, so it kind of showcases it, which isn't a good idea when
you're
shooting
sucks.
Yeah, there's
so many shooting galleries. FA just sent me a text. I don't want to. Oh, Chris, add me.
Oh.
Yeah, I might have to start. I have to be careful here.
Put some cotton balls in your ears. And
yeah.
We'll just tell him to not.
Here's the thing with Hefe is he doesn't know what's a spoiler. He doesn't.
We'll try and just keep him to gameplay related, but so I went back to one. I thought one was fun, like although the driving sections were kind of shitty, and two, everything I remember about it being good was great, but yeah, the shooting was way more frustrating this time around. And then three is like, the only stuff I remember from three is the worst stuff. Like there was, you know, in two, like I remember, in one, I remembered like, you know, the reveal at the submarine, like that opening vista there. And then you get the whole, when you kind of meet up with the zombie type creatures, and like, there were a couple cool moments in that game that I remembered. And they still played out, and then two was filled with them. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you had the train sequence, and
yeah.
There's like the whole the ice building cave, and yeah, the building in was it in India or
Himalayas, right?
Yeah, in the Himalayas, like where the building is actually crashing, and
yeah, and you have to think about the time. That came out, there wasn't really a game that was doing that.
Yeah, like there were so many great set pieces in that game, and going back to it, like they're all there and they're all still great, but it's like it is kind of surrounded by this not great gameplay, but because those set pieces were so great, like it elevates it. And three starts off pretty strong. I just got to France in three, but the only stuff I remember from 3 are the bad stuff, like the boat sequence and the really shitty desert fight sequence. And there's like a bunch of really bad stuff that I remember. That's all I remember of that game. So, but yeah. So, Jeff, you are here. Tell us how you got Uncharted 4.
We want that story.
It's a funny story. All right. I guess I'll do the longer version and kind of... it was last Friday. I got a random text from a number in this area code, like where I live, and it said, "I have Doom and Uncharted if you want them." And so I was just start going back and forth with this person, and I didn't really believe them. I had an idea where I might have, like, where they might have got my number, but I'll get into that in a minute. So I went back and forth with them, and then I said, "Send me a picture." And they're like, "Well, I won't have it till 2 p.m. tomorrow." I was like, "Well, you could send me a picture then." Then the next day, I text them. I go, "Did you get it?" And they're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Well, send me a picture." And they sent me a picture, and it was like Uncharted 4, Overwatch, and Dark Souls, like laid out on a bed. And I was like, "Okay."
Battleborn.
Was it Battleborn?
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture you sent me.
See, I still mixed them up in my head. So I was like, okay. I was like, you know, how much? And he said $60. And I said, okay. And then he's like, "Well, text my sister. I'm in California." And I was like, "What?" Like, I'm just like, this is not real. And like they gave me some number. I texted this other number. I said, "I was told to text you about Uncharted." And they said, "Who is this?" And I said, "I don't know. Your sibling said to text you." I'm like, "Okay." I go, "Send me a picture." And then they sent me a picture of the game. And I said, "Hold the game up to your face and take a selfie with it." So, you know, I was just trying to, like, get an idea. You know, I was trying to, like, you know, if they did that, that would be hard to, like, just go find a picture on the internet of someone holding the game up to their face. And so it's like this black lady, like, holding – she finally did it. She, like, held the game at the face, and then she called me. She's like, "Honey, I ain't messing with you. You come out and meet me, blah, blah, blah." So I drove, like, an hour to the city called Rockford.
You drove an hour to do this?
It's about, like, 45 minutes, yeah. I met her in a Walgreens parking lot, and sure enough, it was real. Like, I asked to see the game, and I, like, ripped it open and made sure, like, the disc was, like, you know, was in there, and that it was not, like, I was looking to see the NTSC thing for, like, the region, but it just said all regions, which I don't know if that's, like, all PS4 games are like that, but whatever. So I was just like, all right, cool. I came home, and it worked. Now, where I think she said to me, she's like, yeah, you bought in bulk from us before and this and that. And I was like, no, I didn't, dude. Like, I've never met you guys in my life. That's why, like, I'm, like, real iffy about driving an hour to go get this shit, you know? And she's like, oh, well, it's real. If you want one, like, you can come get it. And so where I think they got my number is last fall, like, a week before Tomb Raider and Fallout came out, I found someone on Craigslist who had, like, posted, like, saying, hey, they got it, blah, blah, blah. And I texted them, and then, like, whatever happened, it fell through. Like, they stopped responding to me or something. Maybe they sold out of what they had. I don't know. But that's why I'm guessing they got my number. I didn't get into it any further with them. I was just happy to get my game. So, yeah, that's how I got it. I've had it since Saturday. I just beat it. It's good. It's kind of wild, isn't it? Like, I could have got Doom as well, they said, but I was like, I don't know, I'll wait on Doom.
Yeah, because that game's going to suck.
Probably, or not. Like, I don't know.
You didn't get a deal on it, right? Like, it was still $60.
It's $6. I mean, they could have sold it for way more. Like, I could probably still, like, right now, go and sell this for, like, $80 or $90, you know? But I'm not going to do that.
It comes out Tuesday, right?
Right. Yeah, but you know there's people that are, like, chomping at the bit right now. Like,
well, when Jeff sent me the text, like, that he was thinking about doing this, I misread it. I thought it was $60 for the entire first picture that he sent me, which was...
Oh, there's no way!
Battleborn for PS4 and Xbox, which is why I said that you were going to be legit murdered. Jeff sends me, like, is this legit? And I'm like, you're legit murdered. and yeah, that lady was scary.
She was nice and everything, and
I'm sure she was.
When I finally met her, she's like, I wasn't gonna make you drive out here for something that's fake. And she's like, you know, we got our number now. And she's like, tomorrow we're getting Doom. And I was like, I thought about it. I was like, I don't feel like driving out here again. I don't feel like paying full price for Doom. But she's like, you know, you got my number. I know you. You know me. We could always meet in the future if there's anything else big coming out. And I was like, dude, I'm gonna be getting some games like early now. Like,
you go get yourself No Man's Sky in June.
I don't know. It seems like they're only doing it on like these bigger. Although I wouldn't say Battleborn's like a big release. Like,
it's 2K thinks it's big.
I'm just saying though, I'm imagining they're stealing from some store. And it's easier to probably steal something that's a huge shipment, like a Call of Duty, right, where they're getting like 30 boxes of it in. A box goes missing, that's
right, as opposed to something you're getting five of.
Yeah, that's like, it's easier to notice right away. So, yeah, I don't know. But as I said to her, I'm like, I don't know how you guys got this, and I don't want to know, but I'm a happy boy, and I just got in my car and left.
So, without going into story spoilers, like, gameplay-wise, how's it play?
I think it plays pretty great. It's very similar to Tomb Raider to me. Like, very similar. These are, like, two identical series at this point, except that Uncharted has the much better writing in it. I think it plays pretty fine. I do think that the combat could still be a little bit annoying, but even at the end, when it got combat-heavy at parts, I don't know. I thought that the combat was... I was less annoyed by the combat-heavy parts that were in Tomb Raider. Or, you know, like, I found that more annoying near the end of Tomb Raider when it was like, oh, we have to have this big action stuff near the end.
Are there multiple different types of enemies where, like, you know, you have a shield guy, armored guys, stuff like that, or...
There's basically just normal dudes everywhere, and then there's, like, one dude who will be wearing, like, heavier armor, where you have to, like, break the armor off them, right, and then once they're exposed, you can shoot them. But that's it. Like, there's nothing other than that. Like, and those guys will usually have, like, a really badass shotgun or a really badass, like, Gatling gun or whatever.
Right. Yeah, that was in Uncharted 2 as well. What I hated about Uncharted 2 was like the preponderance of them.
There's that, and dude, there's, and I put this out there, and I've said it to you and stuff. There's very little combat in the game. Like this game is, it's like they're confident in what they were doing enough that they didn't have to lean on it at all. Like it's almost there just be like, you know, you have to have some action parts, but like this game is very comfortable with having you climb around for the majority of it and solve puzzles. It was a very nice surprise to see them do that. Like, I am not joking at all. Like, it's maybe 25% combat at the most. Probably less than that.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's very much like, I would say you're spending 60% of your time climbing up walls.
It's like the worst, for me, like the worst parts of Naughty Dog's games are there anytime there's combat, so.
Maybe they finally figured that out.
Yeah, like
I think they finally realized
our stories are the best part of our games. That's why people want them. Maybe we can tone it back.
Yeah, like, you know, it has to be there. You can't not have like any sort of action going on in this game.
You can't have an Indiana Jones game without having some combat, but it doesn't need to rely so heavily on it.
It does get like, you know, they're shooting and this and that, but then like a lot of times it'll just fall into like a scripted like kind of set piece, like that's really awesome, where you're like you're running from a giant truck or whatever, and or like you're trying to escape an area and buildings are kind of blowing up around you, and like those parts are fantastic, you know what I mean? Like, so you'll get a little bit of shooting and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we gotta get out of here, and or like just a really cool big set piece happens, and those are great. Like, there's nothing wrong with those. I honestly didn't have a like any real problem with the combat itself. The shooting, it has so much customization to it that you can kind of adjust it to how you want it to be. So you have like, you know, like four difficulty levels, I want to say. On top of that, you could do free aim where you're doing all the aiming on your own, or you could do snap where, like, I forgot like what they call it, but like basically, yeah, like anytime you pull a left trigger, it just snaps to an enemy, and you could like, you never really have to aim at all. Which is, it made it feel like the first game I remember kind of doing that is Red Dead. Kind of made it feel like that to me.
Were you able to get headshots doing that? Because I feel like a lot of games where there's like snapping to an enemy, it normally like kind of centers on their chest.
It does, and I guess you could kind of like pull the cursor where you kind of want
to go. Okay, so like you can snap to the enemy and then kind of readjust your aim.
You can, but like I never, you know, you just get in such a rhythm of just snap, shoot, that like I would just pump off half a clip and they'll be dead. Trying to see what else. Oh, and then like, you know, you could adjust aim sensitivity. Like, there is a lot of customization for how you want the game to feel.
Cool.
I'm just trying to pull up my statistics here. So I just beat it. It took me 14 hours and 40 minutes.
So that lines up with the 14 hours listed on how long to beat.
Oh, you already checked that out?
Yeah, well, Fozzie brought it up earlier.
I guess it's a little shorter, probably, because I remember the Vita one was like 34 chapters or something crazy like that. This is nowhere near that
small chapter, so like the Vita one was only 10 hours long. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're all about. I guess Drake's Fortune was a little bit shorter. I just finished Uncharted 2 last night, and I think Fozzie did recently as well, and for both of us, it was about, you know, 9-10 hours.
It's a lot of cool stat tracking in this.
Get all your different guns like that you utilize, and
Let's see, like time spent standing still, time in the air, time in cover, number of times cover was taken, distance traveled, treasures collected. I only collected 18 treasures out of 109. So I guess I didn't. I guess I was kind of rushing, like especially tonight, like the last four levels or so. I was like, I want to beat this before I start the show. Like,
so now you can write a review. Damn it!
Not doing it. It's already burned. I threw it away.
Treasure-wise, is it still like a glowy little like thing?
Little flashy,
that yeah, impossible to see.
It's just like Tomb Raider, where it's like you'll go off into a little corner. There'll be a little glowy thing. You pick it up, and then it like shows up on the side of the screen. Is like it shows a little like model of it that'll spin around.
Right.
Like, it's just like that's a funny thing to me. Is it's so much like Tomb Raider, but the production values in this are even better than Tomb Raider, which is saying a lot. And the story, like the writing in this game, I was so engrossed in the story that. Every night I'd be playing it, and after I had a couple beers, I would stop playing it and go back to Dark Souls so that I wouldn't, like, forget any of the story because I was, like, buzzed or whatever, you know? So, which is kind of rare for me, too. Like, I usually just don't give a shit, but I was, like, really drawn in by these characters, and they just, Naughty Dog's really good at just, not just the story, but the storytelling, just the way the banter between characters as you're walking around and stuff like that. Like, to me, that was, like, the biggest highlight was kind of the story to it. So, yeah, it's really good. I think people are going to be very happy with it.
I mean, the story's kind of why I play the Uncharted game, so I'm happy to hear that.
For me, it's just I love these types of games where you're just kind of platforming and solving puzzles and stuff. And there are a lot of puzzles in this, and they're pretty clever. I mean, they're not, like, super, like, hard thing, but there's a decent amount of them. Yeah, I don't know. Is Fozzie still here? Did he run away because he heard I was coming on?
I think he ran away.
I just kind of wanted to ask him because, like, I remember, like, last fall when we were talking about, like, Rise of the Tomb Raider, he's like, this game is just not for me. And he's just such a huge Uncharted fan. It's like, dude, it is the same goddamn thing, pretty much, except for the story. Like, the story is infinitely better here.
Well, I mean, for a lot of people, like, if being attached to the characters is a, you know, makes the game better for them, so.
Yeah, but it's just, like, gameplay-wise, this is, like, dude, it is so close that they're almost indistinguishable.
Oh, sure.
This is just a little bit. Honestly, there's certain things about, like, Tomb Raider I would like more, like. Like, in Tomb Raider, you could upgrade your weapons and shit. Like, there's, like, the RPG element. Yeah, so but, yeah, like, it's not even that the story is so much better here, because they're both, like, very basic adventure stories. It's just the writing. It's just the way they make you like the characters so much in this. So, yeah, I guess I can't go into the story any more than that, but.
I still think, I think the ending of Uncharted 2, like, as it's fading to credits, such a great, great piece of, like, character dialogue where Elena and Drake are just kind of discussing her recent near-death experience, and she's kind of, like, picking on him. And it's just this great, like, back and forth between them, the two of them, and then it fades to black, so.
Yeah, I think you'll be happy. I will say this, though, I do think that the story and the impact of the story of The Last of Us was much greater than Uncharted 4. Like Uncharted, or I'm sorry, The Last of Us has just, like, this abrupt, like, brilliant ending that we've talked about many times. And here, the ending's more kind of what you're describing. It's a fun, sweet ride, and definitely say goodbye.
The Last of Us was a completely different type of story, too.
Like, yeah, no, it's different genre and everything. But, like, to me, like, although the story is a huge highlight of Uncharted 4, like, I don't see them topping it, Last of Us, or anybody topping Last of Us for a while. Like, I thought that was just a brilliant piece of writing at the ending of Last of Us, where, like, it's... The last line of dialogue in The Last of Us is like a huge explosion at the end of an action movie, but it's just a line of dialogue. You know what I mean? Where you're just like, whoa! And here, there's nothing like that. It's just it's a good goodbye to the series. I think that fans who have played through all these, like, yeah, it sounds like you have just been playing through all of them. I think you're gonna be, like, really, like, happy at the end, and, like, really. I think that, like, and this one, I've only played two, and I've only played this one, but I'm pretty confident saying, like, this is kind of a refinement of the series and might be the best one.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it in, what, 5 days now? 4 days?
It's so crazy, I'm completely done. Like,
write your damn review, damn it.
I wrote, like a page and a half, and I don't want to take it for Pete. Like, it sounded like, the impression I got was he was, like, put off by me doing it, and so I was just like, whatever, dude, like, you know, that's a lot of work, and I don't like writing reviews that much, so have at it, buddy.
I knew it. And I knew that was the reason. It had nothing to do with Pete.
If he would have been like, yeah, do it, like, then I would have been like, all right, then, you know, I would have committed more to it, but as it is, I wrote like a paragraph intro and then like a whole page about how much I liked the writing, which definitely would have been edited down because I just kind of rambled and I don't know. And then there's so much more to write about. It's a lot of work ahead of me that I was just like, well, fuck it, dude. I'm not going to fight over more work. Like, if you, and he might write the better review, being I'm assuming he's a big fan of the series. Like, I've only played Uncharted 2, so it's like my opinion is less relevant than I think people who have played through them all. I don't know.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, you're back. He's back just in time for Jeff to be done talking about Uncharted. Congratulations.
I heard everything. No, I didn't.
You're a liar.
I heard nothing.
You're a lying liar who lies.
Yeah, no.
It's kind of less fun for me to talk about it right now because I had no idea that the reviews would be up already. I thought they'd probably go up Monday night. So everything I'm saying, like, all my thoughts on it were kind of confirmed when the reviews came out last night. Like, I remember I was up last night at 3 in the morning somehow. I fucked up my sleep schedule. But, so, like, I saw the reviews pop up, and the first review I read, I was like, yep, that's exactly what I was thinking, too. Like, the story's really great. And, yeah. So yeah, basically, all the reviews are correct. I guess I could confirm that.
I've only read the Polygon review. I'm kind of staying away from everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need to. You know, it's going to be good at the very least. The game is worth. It's going to be worth the $60 and everything. I think long term, we're going to be very happy with it. Unfortunately, I have not gotten to play any multiplayer. I don't think the servers are up. I did renew my PSN or
PS
whatever
Plus.
PS Plus. Yeah. I could click on it right now to see, but they were not up as of like yesterday. And I saw a lot of reviews kind of went out saying like we did not get to play the multiplayer, or at least some reviews said that. So let's see if it's up right now. It says connecting. Error initializing session manager. So yeah, they're not going yet.
Yeah, they might not have booted up their servers yet.
But I got free Tropico 5, so I have that to look forward to. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, because it was part of PS Plus, right?
Yeah, it was the combination of me wanting to check out the multiplayer and then seeing that. I was like, well, I got 3 months, so it's like $18. So I got Tropico 5 at the very least out of it. So
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think we have any other new games to talk about next week. Fozzie, myself, and Pete will probably have played Uncharted 4, and we could talk a little bit more about that. But
so I'm very excited to hear you guys because like there's so nice surprise early on.
Easy.
I know that you guys are. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you get there. Let's just say a week from now we're
discussing
a minor spoiler about the game. Like you guys will all get there, I'm sure. And Tony, you're not getting a PS4 for this?
No. For one game,
You're not getting PS4 ever?
I didn't say that.
No. I was just wondering when the
4K version is out, sign me up. But
it's probably smart.
At this point, I would not buy a PS4 or an Xbox One.
Wait until
or a Wii U.
What's coming?
Definitely don't buy a Wii U.
No, don't buy a Wii U. It's a waste of your money.
No, I was just thinking there's got to be a decent amount of games for you now at this point, though. Like, you know, you got The Show, you got Uncharted.
That's two, okay? Name a third.
Bloodborne. Okay.
Nope, sorry. Try again.
That's all you really need on PS4, really?
Two games? I'm going to buy a gaming system for two games?
No, you get Bloodborne. Bloodborne's cheap now.
He doesn't want Bloodborne.
You get it. Get it if you like it.
I mean, I think Sony has a pretty strong lineup this year between Uncharted, you No Man's Sky coming out.
Ratchet's out there. It's cheap.
Yeah. No Man's Sky is on PC.
No Man's Sky is on PC.
It?
It will be on PC. It's at the same time as the PS4 version as well. But Horizon Zero Dawn coming hopefully this year. There's rumors that it might get pushed.
Yeah. Get ready for that to drop out of the power rankings. All my fucking babies are dying. I had to make fun of you guys for losing Mass Effect.
Well, we still get Titanfall. We need Titanfall all over you.
You don't even know that's coming. I would
prepare for Titanfall, Jeff. I mean, prepare.
They've said it is, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, companies lie. Just say that.
Well, and when Titanfall comes out, you better be getting it, Jeff, because I'm going to drop a Titanfall on you.
Drop Titans all over the place with our Titanfall.
He's going to drop a huge Titanfall on you.
My Titan's going to be huge.
Huge.
I'm going to get a big sword. I'm going to get a week early and try to connect the servers for the week.
And... that will be a fail.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident Titanfall 2 will make it out this year, especially with the news that Respawn is going to be working on a Star Wars game. So,
so what do you think of November? Probably like a big
October, November.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more excited for Call of Duty.
Wait, isn't October, November going to be Zelda time though? Or
no Zelda?
No Zelda. Are you really excited for Call of Duty though, Jeff? Like paying $80 to get
the fourth one?
Because all you want is Modern Warfare, right? Yeah. Like you don't actually want Infinite Warfare. You want Modern.
I hope
Warfare.
That they do like a standalone in spring.
Yeah,
like six. Be like, all right, $30. I'm all about it.
These companies are all fucking liars now. I'll tell you that. Like they're gonna do it. They're saying that now. They're gonna get all.
Oh, how you didn't understand. I don't know how you've had this much faith in them in general until now. We've told you this for years.
Jeff's finally grown up. He's finally realized that there is no hope.
Nintendo disappointed him. Now he's finally sees the
season. Nintendo disappoints you. They've disappointed me every E3 for the past, like, 5 or 6 years.
They always disappoint me at E3.
I try to justify it. I'm like, oh, man, this E3 is going to be great. The Wii U is going to come out. They're going to have all this good stuff. And... they end it with Nintendo Land or some bullshit.
Dude, the last couple of years I've come out super.
Look at our Wii Heart monitor, yeah.
Usually Chris is the one who'll defend it to me. He'll be like, I don't know, there's stuff that's to look forward to. But
there is. For this year, I can't. There's nothing, right? Like, there's no way.
Aren't they only going to have Zelda?
But there's always like at least like two or three games that are like coming out after that. You're like, oh, well, yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah, but it's never been enough, and
it's never gonna be enough. Like,
listen, instant.
If they said
instant
here's,
reaction, do you Zelda, think Wii U is the worst Nintendo console ever?
No. I like the system actually. Which system is worse?
What would you place below it? Like, I like the Wii U, too. It doesn't mean it's a bad system.
I'm not saying
like,
it's a bad
Nintendo.
Console, but is it the worst Nintendo console? And I would have to say yes. And that's insane, because the Wii...
Wii with Galaxy and Galaxy 2 and...
Yeah, exactly. At least it had a legit Nintendo title, not the fucking BS
Wii
Land.
You had the muddy fucking graphics for that whole system. It was SD... And you had this controller. At least with this, you have a good controller. It's in HD. The games that came out for it were fantastic. It's just
what games?
It's missing a couple games. It's missing Metroid.
It's missing a lot of games.
Yeah, it's missing. I would like a console Animal Crossing for it, but the stuff that's there is really solid. And I like the controller, and I like the Miiverse. Like It's just a step short of what it needs to be, really. But other than that, like, I would love, like, I like the controller. Like, I would love to see them continue with it, but who knows, dude. They're fucking just fucked. Like, they're just never going to do anything right. And it's something that we stumbled upon a couple weeks ago. Like, we were talking about it, and we're like, when was the last, like, normal Nintendo console? And, like, me and Chris kind of nailed it. It was Super Nintendo. And that was the last time that they had full third-party support was Super Nintendo. Like, think about it. Like, every other, like, N64, they had to go cartridge-based when the industry was going CD-based. GameCube, they had to have the stupid mini, like, disc because they were afraid of people pirating discs. Wii, they had to have the motion controls and this and that, and it was inferior to its peers. The Wii U, it's technically inferior to its peers. Like, they just put out a fucking powerful console with a regular controller. Maybe you'll get some of that support back, but they just refuse to do it.
Yep.
Yep.
Hate them. You'll be there day one to get an NX.
He will.
No, I actually...
You are a liar. Whatever you say now, the moment they're like, here's a picture of the NX, Jeff.
That's the thing.
You're going to be all over that damn thing.
If it has a great launch lineup, like uh-huh. I'm saying, like the...
Like one Mario game. Oh, I'm in.
Are you coming with me, Tony?
No, I'm not coming with you, Jeff. I'm going in.
If it's like Galaxy 3, if it's a 3D Mario that it launches with, then yeah, I could see me going for it. But if
it's gonna launch with Zelda.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is I will get Zelda for Wii U. I'm fine with playing it on Wii U. And unless they do what I'm
unless there's a Mario game.
Well, no, I'm expecting them to go, well, the Wii U version is going to come out in 2 months. But if you want to play it today, get the new system.
Oh, exactly like they did with GameCube.
If they do that again, that's such a huge slap in the face. That's why I'm going to fucking tweet at them every day until the FBI comes to my doorstep. Fuck these guys. Like, I have a feeling, like, say if I ever flew out to, like, Seattle or something, I'd be getting off, like, the airplane, there'd be FBI waiting for me, like...
You're not allowed within 100 yards of their building.
Are you just some dude 899 from Twitter? Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to talk to you, sir. That's going to be... problems.
Please come to this dark room back here where we'll never let you out again. Yeah. Nintendo. Love them. Suck. Alright. So there's a Jeff sad Nintendo stuff. I guess some happy news is I don't know how happy it is. But 6 new games are going to be inducted this year into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. They are Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yes.
The Legend of Zelda.
The original?
Yes.
It's not in there. That wasn't in there. That wasn't an original inductee.
No, I'll run by the original inaugural induction group in a second. The Oregon Trail will be this year. The Sims, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Space Invaders.
Space Invaders was not in the first. Yeah, wait, is this like year two of this or something?
Yeah, it's year two. It's the second year. Last year, which was the first year, was Pong, Pac-Man, Super Mario Brothers, Tetris, Doom, and World of Warcraft. So, those other 6 now join that.
Those are all, all of them. Both years worthy choices, obviously.
Yeah, I think they're all good games to have on there.
No Pac-Man? Or did you say that?
Pac-Man was in the inaugural one, yeah.
Oh. You would think Space Invaders, because that was like such a... Like, there was Pong, and then... much time later, there was Space Invaders. Although Space Invaders kind of sucks, but...
maybe why Pac-Man made it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you kind of have to have Super Mario Brothers, and Tetris is great. Doom was, like, that first real big first-person shooter.
And then I guess World of Warcraft kind of fits there too, so. Those are all good.
Yeah.
But not much else in the way of news this week. Uncharted reviews hit. Evidently, it's really good, like Jeff said.
Y'all hear a rumor about Sucker Punch?
About Sucker Punch? No. What about Sucker Punch?
Really? This has been going for a while, and I tend to believe it. They're working on an exclusive Spider-Man game for PS4.
No one's heard that.
Because
Activision holds the rights to Spider-Man. So.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
They don't have the rights anymore, huh?
Oh, no. And you know, Sony does have rights to Spider-Man.
They have the rights to the movie Spider-Man.
Yeah, but I think the Activision thing is done, and the rumor is that they're having Sucker Punch do Spider-Man game, which gets me a little excited, honestly. Like, I think that'd be a cool idea.
Could be.
They seem like a perfect fit, you know?
They do. Yeah, I mean, they've been making superhero games.
Open world
superhero
games. That'd be cool, dude. I'd be down. I'd actually be, like, really excited for it.
I think that might work. I had not actually heard that before now, though, so.
Jeff probably making it up.
I thought it had been swirling around for, like, at least a couple of weeks now, so I don't know.
But the rumor I did hear, and this isn't, I mean, there might be a little more to this, there's a bunch of news stories out there about it, is that Nintendo might be ditching discs and going back to cartridges for the NX.
Oh, God,
There's been that rumor, as well as that might just be digital only. I don't think either of those are correct.
I mean, you could do flash drive. Flash memory is cheap. You could do some sort of cart, but that would just be weird. Like,
there is a company out there, and I think they make cartridges or something like that, and they forecasting like a strong fourth quarter for them due to the NX. So once again, it's Nintendo just refusing to accept the way things are going and swimming against the stream, and they're gonna fuck it up. Like, it's not gonna work. So good luck with that, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, I can't
if anything,
see them
well,
going
digital.
With like what we're having, like SD cards, like, because you wouldn't need to have a big cart, because flash memory's, you could do 64 gigs on like an SD card, so, which that's bigger than a Blu-ray disc.
Sure, but
I'm not saying it's a good option. I'm just saying, like,
why does it always have to be a different format,
right?
Why
is it always got to be something weird?
The forward thinking thing would be to have no disk drive and just everything is downloadable, which also I think would be a bad move. But
yeah,
cartridge based. No, I don't think. I mean, I think I saw something recently that like digital sales don't account for as much as people think. Like it's definitely less than 30%, if I remember the numbers. So it's probably more around 10% of sales are digital. So.
That seems weird, because like EA and Ubisoft are declaring that, you know, they're getting like a third of their revenue from digital sales, so
from DLC though, probably not from,
sure,
I'm saying like your main, like your Call of Duty, like most people who have a copy of Call of Duty is probably
sure
disc.
Most people are buying a disc, but I know that there are also things that are saying that, like, you know, you're seeing GameStop's revenue drop, like. So yeah. There has to be an impact, because game sales aren't dropping that dramatically.
Oh, no, there absolutely is, but, like, I don't think it's wise to cut those ties already.
You
don't want to be on the cutting edge of that and be wrong. Like,
right.
Just do, like, what Xbox and PS4 do. You could buy it any way you like it and let the market decide.
There has to be a digital version as well as a physical. Like, I think that's fine doing both.
And they've been doing that. Nintendo's been doing that. But just, I would not be surprised to see them with the NX go, yeah, it's cartridge-based. Cartridges are great. And you're just like, you fucking idiot.
It looks like a Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hate them so much right now.
Well, we'll see how that all turns out. Tony will have played Stellaris next week.
That's right.
More Stellaris. Here.
I will have reviewed it by then.
Cool.
Because my review is due on Monday.
We will have a review of that up on the site. Possibly my Ratchet review up. if Pete ever posts his Stardew Valley review, that'll be up. I might try Overwatch. I hear that's in public beta everywhere right now. So
yeah, I think as of today, maybe?
It's either today or tomorrow, right?
It looks really bright and colorful. There's that going for it.
Yeah, I did not like Battleborn, so maybe Overwatch is the one for me. But
I heard it's like Half-Life 2, so I don't care. But
Team Fortress 2.
Or whatever.
Half-Life 2 would be, I'd be like, I'd be all over that, because it's a single-player game.
Also, Half-Life 3 coming to NX. Just saying.
No.
No.
That'll sell you a couple units.
No.
But, no. Why would Valve, like, Valve has their own platform.
That's right, yeah.
I just thought this was interesting, but it seems like nobody's playing VR, even those that have headsets. I heard that on it's just anecdotal from what the Giant Bomb guys were saying.
They're like, oh, I'm kind of done with it.
Yeah. Like,
there's not a lot out there yet, though. That's the thing. Right. Like,
it's the new Wii. It's like everybody's going to get it and then not play it.
So, be interested to see your take once you get a hold of it, Jeff. In the fall.
Yep, I'm a little scared. I just so want to have that experience, though, that even if, like, let's say, like, the whole lifetime that I have PSVR, it's just a lot of, like, experiences, like, oh, here's you, like, on a roller coaster or whatever. Right. Like, that stuff would be really cool to, like, show people, like, or whatever. Just even, I don't know, like, if the experience is as cool as it supposedly is, like,
right.
I don't need full games for it or whatever. Like,
I saw a Jeff Gerstmann tweeted a picture of him wearing the Vive.
Yeah, I saw that.
Man, he looked goofy.
like gigantic on his head.
Yeah, that thing is huge.
It's got like little dimples in the headset. I don't know what the hell those were, but
I think it's because for the Vive you have to have multiple cameras set up in the room to read. To get the head tracking and the full room experience, so it might be to help breed that.
Hmm. They were talking about that game, The Climb, I think, which I thought sounded pretty exciting. They're like, dude, this is way overpriced.
Wait, he said it was like $40.
They said it was $50.
$50, yeah.
And all you do is climb mountains, and you're doing it, and it's on Oculus Rift, and so you're doing it with a controller, which makes almost no sense. Like, you think a mountain climbing game would be about, like, stretching your arm out and, like, leaning over to, like, try to reach the next thing you could reach, whatever. Like,
but I thought it was fun. Like, I guess Gerstmann found a way to trick the game. Like, he found a way to, like,
work around it
because he's using the Elite controller, and you can half the throw on the triggers, and if you're only pressing it halfway, the game is registering that as like a really skillful jump and not diminishing your stamina. So it's kind of broken.
I would really like to, like, that was one of the games I was thought sounded cool, but like not at $50, and you need like the Move controllers or something for that. Yeah. Like something. Yeah. Like,
but all right, well, we will be back next week. We're going to cut this one short. Let us all get out of here and go to sleep.
Sleep.
I wish. Dude, remember how I said I had a nap yesterday or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I ended up staying up till 3 in the morning last night, and I was so goddamn tired today because of that I slept again. So now I'm wide awake. Fucking sucks.
Don't you have to go to work, Jeff?
I do. I slept, so I went to bed at 3, and I got up at 6, so I slept 3 hours.
Then you were super tired when you got home and slept again.
Yeah. It'll all reset on Sunday, I hope. you know, I get to see whatever. Sure. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah.
RIP Jeff.
Games coming out: Uncharted, Stellaris next week. Homefront not too far away. No, nobody is excited for that one. I want to play it because it takes place in Philly. And then I guess it dies down a little bit until June. And for some reason, everything dumps in June.
Doom. Doom's still coming.
Right. Yes, Doom on the 13th.
We won't be able to talk about it next week, but week after.
And Sherlock Holmes, The Devil's Daughter, and Total War.
Yeah, I think Sherlock Holmes got pushed to June.
Did it? That's unfortunate.
I think. I saw it listed in two places, so I moved it to June 6th, I think.
No! That day's already taken.
It's already taken? What else is June 6th?
Hearts of Iron 4.
Oh.
Made up games.
Sherlock is definitely not a made up game.
It's definitely made up.
Alright, well, we'll go with that. yeah, I moved Sherlock at 6:10. 6:10, not 6:06.
Fantastic, the day I leave for my conference.
Right, so.
Wonderful.
But you're currently the only one with the claim on it, so maybe you'll get it early.
Maybe.
I know a person.
They're in Chicago, though. That doesn't help me.
All right, dude.
Unless we want to ship stolen property over state line.
Sounds brilliant. Sounds like a great idea. Are you getting a Total War Warhammer, Tony?
Of course. How could I not?
Yeah, figured that. So that's coming this month. We got some stuff. Pete's going to play Overwatch.
It's all about Uncharted, really. And Doom. Mostly Uncharted.
Mostly Uncharted. I don't think any of us, except for maybe you, was excited for Doom, so.
I think the single player might be good. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, let's end this podcast.
Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.